0818 033 105. I want to speak to the Director of Operations at Mid and East Antrim Borough Council, because apparently there's a problem with the Blackhead Path in Whitehead. I've never been on the Blackhead Path. As a matter of fact, I've said this before, I've never been to Whitehead. This is such an admission. Whitehead's only down the road, and I know it has many colourful houses overlooking the sea. For some reason, I've never gone off the beaten track to go to Whitehead. And there's a lady contacts me regularly from the area who says, Frank, have you ever been yet? And the answer is still no. So the Blackhead Path, I don't know much about, but Philip knows everything about it. Good morning, Philip.
Yes, good morning, Frank.
You've got a problem with it, subsidence, heavy rain. First of all, tell us about Blackhead Path and how important it is to the beautiful area that is Whitehead.
Well, Blackhead Path is an absolutely beautiful, stunning walk, and many people, not only local community, but many people from across the province are aware of it and make regular visits to it. So the fact that part of it has been closed for a number of years around the lighthouse due to rock falls, and we understand the impact that a closure has on the local people and the local community, but the council are working very hard to get that path restored. And we are moving forward with plans to do that.
You see, this isn't that far from the Gobbins Path, am I right?
Yep, it's just around the corner. And obviously, in the long term, there's actually a bigger picture here in terms of a wider coastal walk in this area. When this path is restored, it will hopefully complement the Gobbins Path as well, which is actually drawing huge numbers. In fact, I'm actually on my way down to it today. And the number of out-of-state visitors going to the Gobbins is amazing, and the numbers are good.
And is everything at full capacity with the Gobbins? Because it really was stop-start. It is completely safe now. Everyone's thoroughly enjoying it. We can walk the whole way or not.
Absolutely, yes. That is fully opened, and the walk is the whole way, and it's going really, really well.
I'm looking at pictures here of Whitehead, the Blackhead Path area, the Gobbins. This is like a scene out of, you know, forever and a day. It is beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. And on a lovely day down there overlooking the loch, the calm sea, the sun, it is absolutely beautiful. Some lovely viewing points. Nice flat walk for elderly people, and obviously that's why they like that. But when you go up around the steps, around the lighthouse and down the cliff path, it becomes more arduous, and it's actually a really good exercise. So the local people really value this, and absolutely council get that totally. But not only the local people, but as I say, many, many other people travel to this. But unfortunately at the moment, the front section of the path is in an unsafe condition. We've had to take steps to close that off for the safety of people, and we would appeal to people just to take cognizance of the signs and the fencing there. Just don't put your safety at risk until we get the plans in place and the workmen on site. We have a few things to step through before we get there. We have final council approval to get at the beginning of September, and thereafter we need to go through planning and we need to go through marine licensing. I mean, this is an area of beautiful scientific interest. The marine licensing, there's work will have to take place on the beach, so we will have to get marine licensing approval as well. So all those regulatory approvals will take time. And in the meantime, then, we will have to go out to procurement to procure what will be a fairly substantial, complex piece of work to put in place a long-term solution for 50 to 60 years. And you know, there's been bits of this path creaking over a good number of years, and indeed the bit around the lighthouse has been closed on and off since the late 90s. But this council, Mid and East Antrim Council, are ambitious and want to see this restored for the benefit of everyone, and to complement, say, the Gobbins and enhance the whole walking opportunities in the Isle of Magee area, which truly is spectacular.
Yeah, the Blackhead Path Preservation Society will want to see that come to fruition, but they may have to be patient. It could be a year and a half before it's fully reopened again.
Well, if all goes to plan, we could be on site by the end of this financial year. We're looking at probably the end of March. And the first section of that path hopefully opened again by the end of 2019. So we'll hopefully get full steam ahead to progress those plans. And obviously, in the meantime, we just appeal for patience. When the path was closed, we did recognise that there's sort of an impact, but there are many other walking opportunities. We've an absolutely massive 16-acre Diamond Jubilee Wood, which again is a real community asset. And last night at the meeting, many people have said how they've noticed the numbers of people picking up in that forest area and making use of those walking opportunities. As a council, we value the health and well-being of our local people, and to create walking opportunities for them to get out and about and exercise is very, very important.
Okay, Philip, thank you very much indeed. The Council's Director of Operations calling for your patience, but also inviting you to enjoy the other attractions of Whitehead Island McGee. I must take a jaunt down. It's only down the road. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.
At Wilson Nesbitt, we've helped people all across Northern Ireland.